Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Our spring cleaning show this morning is sponsored by Lind Home Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Now back to Lou talking to Lind Home Roofing right here on 720 WGN.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. All right, now let's talk about some spring cleaning way up top, right? In particular, your roof. Now, there's a company you've heard about on this radio station for a very long time. They're a family-run company. I'll get the exact date, but they've been around a very long time. Lindholm Roofing. Joining me on the phone line is Ryan Lindholm, one of the owners of this fine roofing company. Ryan, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Remind me and the listeners, how long has Lindholm Roofing been in business?
We have been in business since 1949.
Wow.
My grandfather started it, and my father and his brothers continued it on, and now me and my sisters are the current generation with my father still.
That's awesome. I just love that, and I just love to see the continuation of a family business like that, and that the next generation is involved, and gosh, the skeletons that you have seen in the roofing business over all those years, you know, all the changes in technology and the way things are done. And I mean, it's incredible to think about, you know, what happened since 1949 till today.
Yeah, yes, it really is. It is. It's not too different in some ways, but it's very different in other ways.
I think that the biggest thing is to keep the weather out, right? It's just how that technology has changed. When you said it, you know, it hasn't changed. The same thing is, I want to keep the house dry, and there are certainly things that people should be doing in the springtime, and a lot of those things are things that Lindholm Roofing can help with. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah, for sure. We can help. You know, now is the time of year that we get a lot of calls just for inspecting the roof, and gutters and siding and all of the outside of your house. So it's a great time to, you know, look up at your house. And if there's anything that you see, you know, that you're not sure if it should look like that, give us a call. And that's where we can put a ladder up and take a closer look. You know, whether it's the shingles, like a crack on a shingle or a missing shingle, or even something as minor as a caulking that is kind of peeling away, or something as obvious as a piece of trim or aluminum that is flapping in the wind. This is the time of year to notice those things after the winter. We didn't have too severe of a winter as winters go in our area, but still there was some snow and ice, and now is the time to check it out before the summer and before the summer storms.
Well, and I think what's so important with what you just mentioned is the fact that, you know, yeah, you can go across the street and take a look at, you know, the roof and say, well, it looks pretty good. You know, it's still a black roof or whatever color you have, but there can be separation. There can be flashing that you don't see where water's infiltrating, and it can just sit there and fester and get worse and worse and worse. And what a simple inspection and a small repair can do could save people thousands of dollars.
Yes, and we're happy to do it. We, I mean, my father taught me that we almost prefer to do it, or a way to put it is we're very happy when that's what we get to tell our customers, that all they need is a repair. And you know, that's all that's really needed. And to your point, it'll save them thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
If we prevent some rotten wood that, you know, would just fester and create a real big issue over a few years. And it's really something, to your point, that you might not notice because it sometimes doesn't cause a visible leak.
Mm. And then, you know, certainly when it comes to roof leaking, you know, and then the kind of something gap or something like that, you know, I get calls all the time from people to talk about mold and mildew up in the attic space, and certainly leaks up there can lead to that.
Exactly. Yeah. And what we get a lot of times too is people noticing mold and mildew on the shingles.
Mm.
And to that point, I think first heard through you about Wet and Forget, and that is a product we recommend for that. You know, that people can fix themselves. And if it ends up something like that, that's what we tell people, that, you know, we're happy to do that repair along with some other repair work. But it's also easy to do that yourself.
Right. You know, you get a lot of people that live in kind of wooded areas where you talk about that discoloration, mildew and mold. A lot of times, if you've got a lot of shade and branches over the top of the house, that can lead to that discoloration and potential damage to the roof, correct?
Correct. Yeah. The trees and the branches are really nice to have. I love trees around my house. I wish I had more. but they are wear out a roof faster, for sure. That is for sure. So in those spots, it's something that is maybe sometimes hidden, because that could be higher up on a house that's almost impossible for you to see. So we're happy to see those areas. It reminds me about gutters too. It's worth mentioning about cleaning your gutters in the spring. It's a time to do it, and any debris that's fallen in over the winter. Hopefully you had your gutters cleaned in the fall, but if you didn't, the spring is another good time to clean them. And I did have a question for you, to note your opinion on gutter protection, gutter covers, gutter guards. We do install them, but I kind of wondered your opinion on them.
I'm a fan. And I think that, you know, as I get a little older as well, I mean, I was, the one that was up there cleaning the gutters, but, in the home that we raised our family in, that we just recently moved from 20 years ago, we put gutter guards on top of that home and never cleaned the gutters ever. And never had a problem. And we had some pretty big trees around us. And I just think they're effective. And, you know, yeah, it's an investment, you know, to hire somebody like you folks to come out and do that. But, you know, if you've been going up there or paying someone to get up there and clean those gutters every year, I think it just is a huge benefit. And quite frankly, a value-added proposition.
Yes. Yeah, there's no question about it. They are nice to have and save time and money. And and I've seen them work many times just for years and years. You hear about the case where somebody still might have an issue with them. So that's why we kind of always take each home and building kind of case by case.
Sure.
But in general, and just for the reason you said, just some areas are just dangerous to get on a ladder, or almost even, you know, pretty difficult to get on a ladder. Yeah. Unless you've got some experience. And they're tremendous value, right? They can be an investment, is a great way to put it. And I think, you know, worth investing in.
A couple of weeks ago, we had those terrible storms come through, you know, sirens were going off everywhere. And, I'm certain that, you know, you folks got a bunch of calls, and I think for anybody that maybe had some damage, I always worry about this. You know, there's a lot of people that come knocking on your doors and like, oh, we can fix that, or we'll work with the insurance company. And, you know, this is personal, right? Because I've known you folks for a long time. I mean, here's a company, family run, been around since 1949. And, you know, I'm sure you get those calls, but if you're going to have somebody come and inspect your roof, if you were concerned about damage and stuff, you know, I'm not going to toot your own horn here for you, Ryan, but you guys are going to come out and give people an honest assessment. And I assume that if there is damage, you too can work with the insurance companies if need be, correct?
Correct. On a number of those things you said, and I would be kidding if I didn't tell my kids that I am happy to see a rainstorm or a big storm go through. It kind of makes them feel a little bit better, or at least there's some positive to it, even though they're kind of scary. The sirens were pretty scary, actually, or at least alarming.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that storm in particular came through, and we did get a fair amount of calls. Haven't seen any tremendous damage, but yeah, that's what we're happy to come and give the honest assessment, as honest as we can be. And we do work with insurance companies for sure. It's become, to me, more and more prevalent over the years to kind of work with them. So we are just as familiar as ever at working with them. In general, there's nothing that, in terms of hail, that is an immediate worry. It usually is something that would shorten the lifespan of the roof over time. And that's why it's real good to get it checked out soon, but probably not something that is going to need an immediate repair. And we're, now is a great time to double check those things.
That's great. Roofing, siding, gutters, all kinds of services that you can find help with Lindholm Roofing. Ryan, if people want to get a hold of you folks for any number of things they may need done around their home, how do they do that?
Well, they can text us as a newer thing at 773-322-6847 is on our website as well, or call us as always, 773-283-7675.
And then your website is lindholmroofing.com.
Yes, lindholmroofing.com.
Ryan Lindholm, one of the owners over at Lindholm Roofing, that have been around since 1949. If you're looking for a roofing company you can trust with a name behind it, these are the folks to call. Ryan, always nice to speak with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too, Lou. Thanks again.
857-557-4LOU is my phone number. 857-557-4568. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.